الحمد لله the one who clarified the sect of destroy the sect and made it to be a cause of preventive from the mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala clarified that oppressing and killing is two forms of destroying in the on the earth, and He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala doesn't like the destroyers. I bear witness that Allah is the only deity worthy of worship, and whoever sits a partner along with Allah and worship is one of the destroyers, and for him is the fire with stay in it permanently. I bear witness that Muhammad is a slave and messenger of Allah who sent him to bring out the mankind from darkness to the light and from the narrow of this life to the wide of the akhirah, of the other life, and from worshipping the slaves to worship to the worship of the Lord of the slaves, Allah Ta'ala. Peace and blessings of Allah Ta'ala be upon Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his companions and those who follow him until the day of resurrection. Afterward, dear brothers and sisters, verily, the church is disliked by Allah. And it is as Allah Ta'ala says, it is not from the attributes of the believers. Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 16, Ayah number 27, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَنْ يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون. Allah Ta'ala said, verily Allah is not ashamed to set forth a parable even of a mosquito, or so much more when it is bigger, or less when it is smaller than it. And for those who believe, they know that it is the truth from their Lord. But as for those who disbelieve, they say, what did Allah intend by this parable? By it, He misleads many, and many He guides thereby. And He misleads thereby only those who are al-fasiqeen, they rebellious and disobedient to Allah, those who break Allah's covenant after retrying it, after retrying it, and serve what Allah has ordered not to be joined, and sever that Allah has ordered not to be joined. As regards Allah's religion of Islamic monotheism and do mischief on earth. It is they who are the losers. It is they who are the losers. Why? Because they are destroying on the earth. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah Ta'ala has showed us that destroying on the earth by all forms of destroying is disliked by Allah, and it is a defect that He subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like. And from the examples of that is breaking the relations with your relatives. As what Allah Ta'ala says as in Surah Muhammad, Ayah 22, Surah number 47. Allah there says, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَنْ تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَنْ تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. What do you then, if you were given the authority, do mischief in the land and sever your ties of kinship? So this is one form of destroying the earth, the dominion of Allah. And from the forms of destroying is to cheat the people in business and selling, weighing, and even to deny their rights. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Ayah 183, Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أشياءهم ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين. And defraud not people by reducing their things, nor do evil, making corruption and mischief in the land. And also, Allah Ta'ala said about Shu'ayb alayhi salam that he advised his people, as in Surah Hud, Surah number 11, Ayah number 85, Allah Ta'ala said, وَيَا قَوْمِ, Allah Ta'ala said that Shu'ayb said to his people, وَيَا قَوْمِ أَوْفُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ وَيَا قَوْمِ أَوْفُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ وَلَا تَبْخَسُ أَوْفُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ وَلَا تَعْتَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. Shu'ayb said, and all my people, give full measure and weight in justice, and reduce not the things that are due to the people. And all my people, give full measure and weigh injustice, and reduce not the things that are due to the people, and do not commit mischief in the land causing corruption. So this is a clear warning from Allah not to do the corruption to the earth, And corruption can be found by many forms. Corruption in belief, by spreading the wrong belief, or holding from guiding people to the right belief. This is one of the corruption. However, this is the worst kind of corruption that ever found on the earth, on the land, because it is related to Allah and His rights. Corruption in worship by inventing in the deen, in the religion, what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't know, didn't bring. So this is also corruption, the innovation, the bid'ah, and corruption in the deen. Also from the corruption is the corruption of the character and manner. But by what you see, spreaded these days, from the attraction of women, songs, music, movies, and whatsoever impermissible entertainment, and also allowing smoking, cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, all that is a corruption that prevents or that turns the people away from the way of Allah. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf, Ayah 3, Surah number 18. Allah Ta'ala there says, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ وَيَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا ويبغونها عوجا أولئك في ضلال بعيد أولئك في ضلال بعيد. إن شاء الله تعالى warn from them, from turning people away by bringing and relating the truth with the false. And this is from the subject that Allah Ta'ala warned us from, as in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Ayah 152, Surah number 26, where Allah Ta'ala said, وَيَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى says, وَلَا تُطِيعُوا أَمْرَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ وَلَا تُطِيعُوا أَمْرَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ أَمْرَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ and follow not the command of al-musrifin. Example of them, those who exercise shirk, those who command of wrong, those who spread the sin, those who corrupt the manners and characters, those who destroy chastity, those who destroy honesty, those who destroy all good things that Allah Ta'ala made on the earth or created on the earth. And those ones are, as Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ. who made mischief in the land and reformed not. So those people are from the destroyers on the earth. Uprooting is one of the forms of destroying and corruption on the earth. As Allah Ta'ala said about Fir'aun, as in Surah Al-Qasas, Surah number 28, Ayah number 4, Allah Ta'ala there said, إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Verily Fir'aun exalted himself in the land and made its people sick, weakening them, weakening a group of them, killing their sons and letting their females live. Verily he was of the mufsideen, those who commit great sins and crimes and corrupt on the earth and destroy all the beautiful views and meanings that Allah created on it. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah Ta'ala bless us on this land, especially here in the land of Islam, Saudi Arabia. Allah bless us. You worship Allah with no any kind of corruption, misguidance, mischief, oppressing. You can worship Allah very successfully. And this is not because of anyone, it is from Allah Ta'ala. It is from Allah Ta'ala. Here this land, just few years ago, the people here were very poor, were hungry. Allah Ta'ala blessed their poorness with food that they never knew, and made them to be rich, and blessed their life after being living in tents and very small and weak houses to live in palaces. And after they used to ride animals, they are riding today very comfortable cars, planes, ships. And after they were scared and fearing everyone, Allah has blessed them with security. And after they were very little number of people living in here, Allah made it to be a land of high population. And if they just opened the land for anyone to come, you would find no single centimeter free of people. And after they were weak, they are blessed with power. They were given power that even the strongest nations look forward to Saudi Arabia as a land that one needs to think before doing any wrong to it. It is only by Allah. It is only by Allah. The one who commanded us, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 60, commanded us to stay, or commanded us by saying, Kulu washrabu. Kulu washrabu. من رزق الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين. كلوا واشربوا من رزق الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين. Eat and drink of that which Allah has revised, and do not act corruptly, making mischief on the ear. So Allah allowed us to benefit from whatever given to us, but to avoid corruption. To avoid corruption. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala said also, as in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 74, Allah Ta'ala said, وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عَادٍ وَبَوَّأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْ سُهُولِهَا قُصُورًا وَتَنْحِتُونَ الْجِبَالَ بُيُوتًا فَاذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. Allah Ta'ala said, and remember when He made you successors after Aad and gave you habitation in the land, you built for yourselves palaces and plains and caves and carve out homes in the mountains. So remember the grace that bestowed upon you from Allah, and do not go about making mischief on the earth. That is a clear command from Allah. He is the one who gave us the land of Ad, the land of the Mood, all those very strong people whom Allah Ta'ala destroyed them because of their destruct to the land and oppressing to the people and corruption on the dominion of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, corruption and destroy by all forms is prohibited in Islam. And the doer of it is disliked by Allah, and he is warned of the severe punishment. Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Ankabut, ayah number 63, Surah number 29, Allah Ta'ala then said, ظهر الفساد في الأرض ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. بما كتبت أيدي الناس. ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا. Corruption on the land and the sea is seen by what people have gained. So Allah Ta'ala will make them taste some of the punishment of what they did from the sins of oppression, of corruption, of destroying. So they may remember and come back to what Allah commanded them to do. كلن killing the innocent people with no reason, with no valid reason, is one of the worst form of corruption and destroying the land. And that's why Allah Ta'ala commanded the believers to stay away from that. As in Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 33, Surah number 7, Ayah 33, Allah Ta'ala therein says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا. And do not kill anyone who is killing and do not kill anyone who is killing. Allah has forbidden except for just cause. And whoever is killed wrongfully, مظلوم, we have given his hearers the authority, but let him not exceed limits in the matter of taking life. Verily, he is held by whom? By Allah. Anybody who is killed wrongfully, he is held, and his hair is held by making them powerful and practicing revenge. And Allah Ta'ala warned, or Allah Ta'ala described the people of faith, the mu'mineen, and He brought forward the attributes of theirs, as in Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah 68, Surah number 25, Allah Ta'ala said there, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يزنون ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما. And those who invoke not any other إله God along with Allah, nor kill such person as Allah has forbidden, except for just cause, nor commit illegal sexual intercourse. And whoever does this shall receive the punishment. So Allah Ta'ala described the believers that they are free of such kind of thing, oppressing others by killing them. So what a great warning to that one who is going to stand in the devil's resting before Allah, and Allah is the one who is judging him. And Allah is the second party in that judgment. He is the judge and he is the second party. Why? Because this mankind has exceeded the limits and boundaries that Allah Ta'ala made for him and showed him. And he oppressed himself by committing oppressing against others. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah 19, in the same surah, ayah 19, وَمَنْ يَظْلِمْ مِنْكُمْ نُذِقْهُ عَذَابًا كَبِيرًا وَمَنْ يَظْلِمْ مِنْكُمْ نُذِقْهُ عَذَابًا كَبِيرًا And whoever among you does wrong, we shall make him taste a great torment. So that is very, very dangerous. Not only that, in the day of resurrection, all his excuses are not going to be accepted. Rather, he is going to be given mercy or blame, just blame. It's the punishment. As what Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Ar-Rum, Surah number 30, Ayah number 57, فَيَوْمَئِذٍ فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ So, on that day, which day? Day of resurrection. No excuse of theirs will avail those who did wrong. No, and when you say did wrong, it doesn't necessarily be worshipping other than Allah. It is the worst form of doing wrong. But it can be also blessing others or committing bid'ah. All these are wrong. One should refrain away from that. وَلَا هُمْ يَسْتَعْتَبُونَ Nor will they be allowed then to attend to seek Allah's pleasure. And Allah Ta'ala said that they are going to face the severe punishment. In other surah, in other ayah, in Surah Ghafir, for example, Allah Ta'ala there says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ الظَّالِمِينَ مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ وَلَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةُ وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ See, in that surah, in Surah Ar-Rum, فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ وَلَهُمْ يَسْتَعْتَبُونَ Here, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ الظَّالِمِينَ مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ So ma'dhiratum is repeated in the two ayahs. In the ayah of Surah Ar-Rum, ayah 57, and in the ayah of Surah Ghafir, ayah 52 of Surah Ghafir, Surah number 40, Allah Ta'ala said, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ الظَّالِمِينَ مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ But in this ayah, Allah brought forward more of the punishment of such kind of thing. وَلَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةُ One. وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ The day when their excuse will be of no profit. Theirs will be the curse. Theirs will be the curse. And theirs will be the evil abode. Why? It is because they did not obey Allah in this life by not oppressing others. So the advice we can give to the Muslim leaders and the general ummah, the general Muslim nation, is to cooperate on fighting the oppression by all forms of it. As if they don't do so, the punishment of Allah is going to be on all of them. All of them. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Qasas, Surah number 28, Ayah number 59, There Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَىٰ إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَىٰ إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ. And never would we destroy the town unless the people thereof are ظالمون, are voracious, wrongdoers, disbelievers and the oneness of Allah. So wrongdoing is also a cause of destruction. And you see, there were many countries standing on the land very firmly, strongly, but they have destroyed God. Why? Because of the Britain and wrongdoing, they used to subside. So Allah removed them and replaced them. What people might be bitter or worse, but if they are worse, Allah Ta'ala is going to also destroy them. Allah is going to destroy them. As this is sunnah of Allah in this universe, it is a sunnah that never changed. Whoever oppresses others, Allah Ta'ala will remove it. Allah Ta'ala for that commanded us in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 33, Ayah number 5, Surah number 5, Ayah number 33, Allah Ta'ala there said, إِنَّمَا جَزَاءُ الَّذِينَ يُحَارِبُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا أَنْ يُقَتَّلُوا أَوْ يُصَلَّبُوا أَوْ تُقَطَّعَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ أَوْ يُنْفَوْا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ ذَلِكَ لَهُمْ خِزْيٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عذاب عظيم. Allah Ta'ala said, the recompense of those who wage war against Allah and His Messenger and do mischief in the land is only that they shall be killed or crucified, or their hands and their feet be cut off from opposite sides, or be exiled from the land. That is their disgrace in this world, and a great torment is there in the hereafter. So that's very clear. But who will do these things? It is the Khalifa or the Amir, the leader of the Muslims. He has the right to punish them by one of these punishments. Either to kill them or crucify them or cut their hands and feet and opposite, or turn them out of the country. But today it is difficult to turn them out of the country. So, and instead of that, to be put in jail forever. Put in jail forever. But this is to the leader. He has the right to choose whatever punishment fits them. Therefore I say, I was very upset of what I hear from some people and what I read on the newspaper or in the internet website, when those French were killed in Medina. Some people said, so what if 2, 3, 4 people killed from the people who carry the Western nationality? If their countries are killing thousands in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere in the world,
or say what they do is wrong and oppression. But we should not deal with them the same way. These people, first of all, came and with permission from the Muslim leader to come, whether to work, to visit the site, to do whatever that the ruler permit them. The second thing is that they were Muslims, or some of them were Muslims. And the third, Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. One is not going to be punished for the mistake of the other. Everyone is responsible of his actions and sayings only. I'm not responsible of all the Saudis, what they do or what they say. As you are not responsible of the wrongdoings or sayings of all of your people. That's wrong. And Islam came with just, and it is wrong to destroy that beautiful view of Islam. So even those who said their words on the internet are sharers in the sin of those who killed and delivered. They're the same. They're the same. Because these are encouraging the ignorant to do a similar thing. And that, by Allah, is the great oppression for one himself before oppressing others. Because he is going to stand before Allah, and Allah Ta'ala is going to ask him, why you destroyed what I created? So who is now, is the other part in this kind of judgment? It is Allah. Allah created this man, and this guy is destroying him. Allah gave life to this man, and this guy is taking life of that man. That is the major sin after shirk. عياذا بالله. والله تعالى أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.